And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one, Alabama. Y'all don't talk about this show. Goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden. Parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. All right. Well, listen, in my efforts to make sure that you guys heard from some of your key leaders on this whole situation with the Trump jury verdict, I reached out to several. And you've already heard from one of your U.S. senators, Katie Britt. You heard from your Republican Attorney General, Steve Marshall, who actually spent time at the Trump trial himself and has a long history in prosecution, gave you his perspective there. And now let me go ahead and bring on, from the political side of things, let me go ahead and bring on the chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, who's doing a great job in that role, I believe in his second term in that role. It's Chairman John Wall. Chairman Wall, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's good to be on the show.
Well, it's good to have you, and thanks for making some time. And so, listen, let me just start with, give me your unvarnished thoughts and tell me what you think about yesterday and where we're going.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people share my thoughts right now, my frustrations. And I think it's probably been talked about a lot, the fact that this is unprecedented. The fact that both the DA in this case and the judge both were not just politically motivated here, but they openly campaigned for their elections on that they would go after Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And I think something we have missed is the literal tragedy of what we're seeing laid out. Take Donald Trump out of the picture and just think about this for a minute, that in a free society, in a constitutional republic, which is what America is, we believe in the idea of a democratic election process, that the people should decide. And in order to really have that function properly, you cannot have the justice system put a thumb on the election process. And that is what we're watching happen. This is, in a way, this is the death of our republic. Because once you allow the justice system to be weaponized and not kept impartial, and you literally have the media praising this and glorifying the literally the undermining of the rule of law. The bottom line is this. Under the rule of law in America, everyone, and I mean everyone, whether it's the minority, young minority who's stereotyped, or the former president of the United States of America, deserves equal treatment under the law and deserves a fair trial. And I'm here to tell you today that Donald Trump did not have a fair trial in New York City.
No, I think the world pretty much agrees with that. Well, I take it back. The world who chooses to remain objective. And by the way, you and I are not fully objective in this. We both have our political leanings. You're the chairman of the Republican Party. But I think, you know, as an attorney, as a realist, as a pragmatist, I can look at this and go, dang, that was just awful the way that went down. The very idea that they're just gloating over it, too, adds a little more fuel to the fire.
But it does. And, you know, I hope that if this was reversed and we're talking about a Democrat here, that I would have the same opinion about the legal foundation, the fact that you can't have the justice system playing a role.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know. I agree with you. Look, I'm biased. I openly admit that. I believe that Republican principles are fundamentally American and stand up for freedom and liberty and justice. And the Democrats pretty much stand up for socialism. So I am very biased, but I believe this goes past politics to the vision of our founding fathers, to this idea of justice and the rule of law and freedom and everyone being treated equal. And so I don't know. It is a chilling precedent that has been set in court this week.
Well, it's not only chilling in terms of chilling you to the bones, but it puts a chilling effect on people's, you know, belief in the system and trust in the system. But I've been saying over and over again, I want people to remember that was a courthouse issue. In other words, that was a venue issue. That was where they were issue. That was New York City, where, you know, Trump got, you know, what, 5 or 6% of the vote last time, where he can't possibly get a fair shake. Everybody knows they should have transferred that venue, but they wouldn't.
And perhaps more importantly, the DA and the judge should have recused themselves.
Like, absolutely.
Look, if you have a judge who openly campaigns on that they are going to attack Donald Trump, that cannot be an impartial judge. And the very basis of judgeship should be based on the fact that they are impartial, they're not on the side of the defendant or on the side of the prosecution, and that they allow, they listen to both sides and they allow information to be shared with the jury on a fair basis. And I do not think that happened.
Well, all right. So let's talk about the way forward. Super maddening, sickening to some degree. At the same time, it's galvanizing. I believe it's the kind of thing that motivates a lot of people, I think, are motivated now to get more involved. You're seeing this from the political spectrum as the amount of money that Trump raised just overnight. And so I'd like your thoughts. I mean, they're right now, they're even scheduling sentencing for like days before the Republican National Convention. Give me your thoughts on the political aspects of where it's going. Does it impact Trump? Do we lose votes? Are we going to lose swing voters? Tell me about your thoughts on that.
Well, I think we definitely lose some votes. I don't think there's any way that you don't just because of how the media is spinning this. At the same time, I think what the Democrats are forgetting and the mainstream media is that this is also going to pick up votes. Because there are independents out there, and there are critical thinking Democrats out there who are going to see the injustice. They're going to look past the surface, and they're going to know the truth. And the truth is that this was politically motivated. It was the weaponization of the justice system. And that's why we have not seen these court cases in the past affect Donald Trump. So if the trend continues, I think there is a very real possibility that Donald Trump comes out of this, survives this politically, or even comes out of it more popular. But the more important thing is that whether he does or not, is that injustice happened. And I think that's for the future is what we need to look at. I want to see the Republican Party become the party of justice reform, because we desperately need it in this country, because the Democrats have forgotten that everyone deserves a fair trial. And that can be a mantra, and that can be something that the Republican Party can use, not just with our base, but also reaching out to the African-American community, saying, look, everyone should have a fair trial. And we now believe that more than anyone because of what has happened to Donald Trump and our nominee.
The fundraising effort overnight was pretty intense. I mean, on the national level, WinRed, which is the national clearinghouse for Republican dollars, their site actually went down because of the intense amount of activity it received. Am I right?
That's right. They crashed. And still, even with that crash, they were up quickly. But $34 million. Trump raised $34 million in the last 24 hours. Wow. And I think that is the kind of message that we need to send as a people, as a country. And I am so proud of the American public and the conservatives across America who helped make that possible. And I encourage everyone else who's listening, there are three things you can do. You can donate either to Donald Trump or to the Republican Party. We're all in this fight together. At this point, he is our nominee. You can volunteer to work. I know here in Alabama, we're going to be sending buses. We're going to be sending volunteers to help door knock both in CD2 in Alabama, fighting for Congress, but also into Georgia or into North Carolina, helping President Trump. Volunteer. Nothing speaks like your pocketbook, like your feet, your shoe leather. And then don't be afraid to stand up and speak boldly about the fact that this was not a fair trial. There was injustice done, and point to those facts.
Well, and I think that's a great clarion call, and I think we need to turn this into the sound of a bugle. I mean, that's the thing. You can turn it into a dirge and be all hangdog and woe is us, or you can turn it into the bugle that rallies the troops, and that's where we got to be on this.
That's right, because look, there's only one thing these people are going to respond to, and that's victory. If we allow them to win after doing this, we will lose America forever. Because they will repeat it and they will do it again. And this will, literally, we are facing the potential end of our republic. So this is a fight for the very soul, the very foundation of our country. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is not really a political battle. This is a spiritual battle. This is a battle between light and darkness, if we're honest about it. And I think it is so important that every single person who cares about America, every single patriot, that they get involved. And in some form or whether it's donating, whether it's making phone calls or door knocking, get involved, because that's how we win. That's how we show them that America still cares.
I completely agree with that. And you know, you also used a phrase a moment ago that we don't often think about, but they are out there. You said critical thinking Democrats. And I don't think it's any coincidence that just today, the day after the verdict, that Joe Manchin left the Democrat Party for good and registered himself as an independent.
Yeah, and good for him. And that's what we need. We need Democrats who are not afraid to say, you know what, it's gone too far. And look, This is in every area. Democrats have gone completely radical, whether it's these elections, whether it's the transgender issue, teaching our kids this woke policy. They have lost their minds. And until the American people and those critical thinking Democrats wake up and hold them accountable, we're going to keep getting more of it.
Well, Alabama Republican Party Chairman John Wall, I really appreciate you making some quick time for us on a Friday afternoon and taking us to the go-home time. But thank you again for what you do, and we'll have you on again sometime soon.
It's always good to be on the show. I'm a rough side, a right side ruffian myself, so I always like to be on and join the team.
All right. Thanks, man. You have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks.
All right, listen, there you go. I mean, you've just heard from a number of your leaders, and I suspect we'll hear from more next week. But this has been a single dipper day for a good reason. Well, for a bad reason, but you know what I'm saying. But the reality is, this is a topic that is way too big for it to not be hit from all the angles we could. 3 hours today, and I feel like it's blown by. I mean, you've had U.S. Senator Katie Britt, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, the chairman of the statewide Republican Party, who also, by the way, is in a position of leadership of the National Party, and then just all of you weighing in. I've got so many text messages, I can't even go back and get them all right now. But the truth of the matter is this. This was a moment in time that is huge. But it was not at all the death knell. It is the kind of thing, it's like finding a tumor and you have to excise it in order to preserve the body. And that's where we are right now. This was a thing that happened in one venue that was awful, and they'll try and do it in other venues if they're successful in maintaining it. Our job right there is not to let them have their moment. I'm going to take a break right now. We'll come right back, getting you guys all the way into go-home mode on a Friday afternoon. Take heart, you guys. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming, and then we're back here on Monday. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.